Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host of the Spur of the Moment podcast, Shane Dagey, and
I'm the co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome.
Welcome, and it was a great night for the Spurs tonight as they came away in Boston with a 99-97 victory over the Boston Celtics. That's the second win over the Celtics this year. What are your thoughts about tonight's game, Drew?
While I was watching it, I thought that it was a great game, a good game between two young teams and a high-paced game, and it was a very good ending also.
Yeah, very competitive game and a good ending that was almost not so good of an ending, but we'll get to that later. But the Spurs came out and they battled and competed, and man, it was nice to have DeJounte Murray back tonight. That guy really is putting together a stellar season, and he's back from COVID protocols and was a big leader for us tonight. And a lot of gritty, gutsy performances for the Spurs tonight. I thought it was really good overall team win. They needed to get that one after the previous four games on a little bit of a streak. I know we had some road trip stuff and some COVID stuff, but it was good to come out with a win on top. Always good to win in Boston. All right. So, Drew, let's start with Drew and I with our top two, bottom two, we were the same on the top two. So I'm going to let him take that, and then I'm going to take the bottom two. Drew, and what he'll do is he'll talk about his top two and kind of go over there some things that stood out, and then we'll go from there. Drew?
So I'm going to go with the man who returned tonight, and we really needed him. Tonight he had 22 – well, it was DeJounte Murray. Tonight DeJounte Murray had 22 points, 12 assists, and 9 rebounds, 11 of 21 from the field. And what I really liked about this game tonight was his defense. He really showed good defense tonight against Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. It was a really good showing from him.
Awesome. Yeah, as when he said, nice to have him back. And, man, one rebound away from a triple-double. Who's your other of the top two?
It's going to be the other guard, Derek White, who I also liked his defense, who had 2 blocks. And he had 17 points, 2 assists, 4 rebounds. He was 7 of 17 from the field. And he drew a couple charges late in the game, which really pushed us to get that win.
Yeah, that charge when it was 97-95 on Jaylen Brown was huge. That was vintage Derek White, and he's third in the league in charges received. But that was a huge play. Another one that stood out to me about Derek White was, and I thought a foul should have been called on that, but it was the one where they went after the loose ball, him and Brown. And they went after, and Brown grabbed his jersey, but instead of just letting that play go, Derek White battled for it, got the jump ball out of it, and guess who won that jump ball?
Derek White.
Yeah, the Spurs did. So that was a big time hustle play. So yes, he had 17 points, and that stat line was good, but I think also just his hustle and defense was pretty awesome, and that was really great to see tonight. That's what it takes to win on the road is the guts, and you could feel the Boston fans. They were into the game, but Derek White really helped quiet the fans tonight. So that was good. I like your top two. We were on the same page with those. I'm going to take you to the bottom two. I had number one for the bottom two was Jock Landale, and part of the reason was nothing that he did on the throughout the whole game, except for the very end when he was inbounding the ball. I mean, he threw it right to the guy that you didn't want to throw it to, Jaylen Brown. And, I mean, straight into his hands. And I love Jock Landale a lot. In fact, 12 of his 13 minutes tonight were awesome. I really liked a lot of what he did tonight. He knocked down a 3. He put himself in a position for a good bucket, grabbed a couple rebounds. But that one pass, that was almost unforgivable. And, he's got to learn and grow from that, which he will. But that one was that almost wiped out the lead that we worked so hard to get. So Jock Landale was my number one. And then my number two, which he's been hot lately, but tonight just wasn't a great shooting night for Brim Forbes. He was 2 of 8 and just wasn't one of his better nights. But you know how shooters go. That could be 2 of 8 one night and then 8 of 10 the next. So hopefully that one's behind him. Some other things that I noticed tonight for that, you were talking about the defense. I thought it was really impressive that Jason Tatum was held to 6 of 20 shooting. You know who else was, you know, you have the guards really strong defensively on him. But another somebody that I wanted to highlight that didn't get our list tonight, at least, had 17 points and the steady defender, 6 rebounds. Can you guess who I'm talking about?
Yes, I was tempted to put him on the list, but it was Devin Vassell.
Yeah, Devin Vassell got the starting nod tonight. I really like that starting lineup of Vassell, White, Murray, Pirtle, and Keldon Johnson. But, yeah, Devin's really – he's doing some good things for us. And, you know, he's just steady as it comes. And, you know, so that was a good one. Anybody else stand out to you tonight, Drew?
Jakob Pirtle, who was great on the glass, 14 rebounds and 8 points, 4-7 from the field. I liked how he played, bounce back from the game against the Raptors.
Yeah, for sure. And Keldon Johnson, it was nice to see him get back on track with his shot tonight. He hit 3 threes. He was 3 of 4 shooting and was 5 of 10 overall. And that's really good for Keldon because as of late, he's been struggling with his shot. And so tonight was a good step in the right direction for him. And we're big Keldon Johnson fans over here. So it's always nice whenever he's back rolling like he needs to be. So, you know, to wrap that up, you know, some other outstanding performances, you know, Kata Bates Diop had a great pass at the end of the game, grabbed a couple good rebounds. Trey Jones kind of filled in. Primo got a few minutes here. I want to just touch on Primo a little bit. Two guys, and we didn't have a show last night because somebody had to go to watch the number one college team in the nation last night. Drew, you want to tell us about that game? And then I want to touch just slightly on last night's game.
You want me to tell you all about the Baylor game?
Yeah, tell us about Baylor.
So Baylor's a really good basketball team. Number one ranked in college. They pulled off the dub against Oklahoma in a close game. I was expecting Baylor to blow the roof open, but it ended up being a close game.
Good. Yeah, so that's where Drew was last night. That's why we missed out on one. But I wanted to bring up, we didn't do a top two, bottom two for last night, but I wanted to bring up somebody that stood out to me, two of the young guns. Late in the game, Popovich pulled some guys off the bench and let them get a lot of minutes. And last night, Joe Wieskamp really had an awesome night off the bench. And I didn't want to go. We talked about whether or not we were going to talk about the Toronto game last night since we didn't do an episode and we were trying to catch up on this one. But he was 3 of 5 shooting. He had 13 points in 12 minutes. And then Primo had 15 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Both of those guys made that game. It was fun to watch at the end, even though we were getting pounded last night. So it was nice watching Wieskamp and Primo together. And I think – you know, we're talking right now, it's 2022. I just can't wait to see those guys in about 2025, 26 and look back on their growth and development. But just wanted to touch on that one from last night. Of course, tonight in this close game, Wieskamp didn't get in, and neither did Eubanks or Jalen Morris that called up from the G League. Thaddeus Young didn't get in tonight, but definitely a big win for the Spurs. The yo-yo of them in and out of that 10th seed and in and out of a draft pick standing continues. And let's see where that win puts us tonight. It puts us right below the 10th seed. We're sitting at number 11 right now behind the Sacramento Kings, who we're just, obviously They're 16-23. We're 15-22. So got two games less. And if you hear that, that's our other co-host. That's Simonator. Simon, our cat. He's meowing over by the door. So, Drew, let's go to this date in Spurs history. I think Drew's got some good info for you guys.
So I'm going to take you back 13 years on January 5th, 2009. Spurs entering the game 23-11 against the Miami Heat, who were 18-15. It was a good game. We ended up winning that game 9-4. I want to talk about some guys who performed well. Tim Duncan had 19 points, 9 rebounds. He was good shooting the ball, 46% from him. Another guy that I want to talk about was Manu Ginobili. He might have only had 10 points, but he had crucial steals, which led them to that win. And I also want to talk about the backup to Tony Parker, George Hill, who had 15 points, 7 rebounds, 1,000% from 3-point range, making 3-of-3. And, we ended up winning that game.
I love Ginobili, man. He was fun to watch. So I'm glad you brought him up, because he would do a lot of things that didn't show up in the box score, kind of like Mr. Derek White. So thank you for that recap. What year was that, Drew? 2011, was that right?
2009.
2009, sorry. A couple years off. Yeah, 2009. It's nice when we go back in the history of these dates and see these Spurs wins from the past. We're going to go on into the preview for Friday's game, our next game. The Spurs traveled to play the Philadelphia 76ers, and obviously the 76ers are really talented, and it's going to be a tough task for the Spurs. What do you want to talk about? You want to give us a preview of some Sixers players that we need to look out for, Drew?
Yeah, Tobias Harris, who is the second leading scorer on that team, 18 points, 7 rebounds, who's been filling in the role of Ben Simmons, kind of. And then you have Joel Embiid, who had 26 points, is averaging 26 points, 10 rebounds. He's been out for a little bit. I'm sure he'll play in this game, though. And then Seth Curry, who's a really good shooter that we need to look out for, having one of his best years of his career, 16 points, really well. He's shooting 40% from three, and he's having a really good year.
Yeah, so definitely a force to contend with there. They're right now at the top of the East standings. I think they're the 4 seed at this point. And so the 76ers are definitely going to be a challenge. For me on Friday night, I think Drew mentioned something before the show when we were having our pre-show meeting, and he brought up a key point about Friday night is the big men are going to have to come with it in the paint Friday night, because that's how this game could be won or lost. I thought that was a great point by Drew. Definitely, we're going to need big nights from Jakob Poeltl and Kata Bates Diop and Jock Landale and anybody that steps in that paint. We're going to need a big night from Baby True Eubanks in there, whoever we can get to bang with Embiid and the 76ers. So time for prediction time for Friday night. And this one's up. Drew gets to kick it off first, and I'll go second.
So, I hope I'm wrong, but I think we're going to the Sixers by 6 points. Joel have a big night, and DeJounte Murray is also, but I think we'll fall 6 points. Sixers.
Okay, so like he said, he hopes he's wrong, but he's going to say 6 points lost to the Sixers, and it's crazy because Drew and I, we didn't talk about our predictions in the pregame meeting, but I have it written down on this sheet right here, and I'm showing it to Drew right now. But my pick was, again, I hope I'm wrong, but I have the Sixers by 5.
Okay.
And so it's going to be a tough one for the Spurs. Hopefully they can squeeze it out and find some extra gas and juice on the road on Friday night on this long road trip. What are we now? We're what, three games into it? Is that right? Yeah, three games into it, because the Pistons the first one? Oh, four games, yeah, because the Grizzlies was the first. So we're four games into it. We're 1-3 on the road trip. Doesn't get any easier, folks. We got 76ers, Brooklyn Nets, and New York Knicks. So definitely we need to figure out a way to grab another win or two on this road trip before we head back to San Antonio. It's a lot better, though, with DeJounte Murray healthy, isn't it?
Yeah.
For sure. Well, thanks for joining us tonight, Spurs fans. A great win, 99-97 over the Boston Celtics. Hopefully we can get this one and maybe string together another one in Philadelphia on Friday.
And as always, Spurs fans, go Spurs, go.